Well, it's time now to continue with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters in Rapid River. And Walt, again, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Let's talk a little bit more about the upcoming season. You know, we kind of talked about getting dogs back in the swing of things with birds at your place. You've been putting out a lot of chuckers, getting, you know, the dogs used to using their noses again, getting them to stop creeping on birds, sort of getting them ready for the opener so they're ready to go, so to speak. But the one thing we're going to talk about is training your dog and conditioning them, because you can really get into a serious situation with your puppy if you're not careful.
Absolutely. Remember, in September, we're going to have days in the 70s, and you can't run on a dog for 3 hours in that kind of heat. So it's important to have them conditioned, get them out into the heat now, water, 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 carry lots of water with you. I have seen dogs that have gotten hurt because of the heat. And when a dog goes down like that, you usually are going to lose something permanently. Mm. They'll never have the stamina again, so you've got to be careful with that.
I mean, they're athletes. For all intents and purposes, they're athletes. And just like sending, you know, your boy to play football, they go through a conditioning period before they really start playing in games and stuff. So you got to think about your dog like that too, right? Plus calorie intake.
Absolutely. They are athletes. It's important to have the right food for them. They need more protein as they get into the season if you're going to hunt them a lot. But again, get them out in this heat and run them. I mean, you may only be able to run them for 10 or 15 minutes, but keep doing it 3-4 times a week, and it'll help a lot for the opener.
Well, I was going to actually ask you what you would recommend, so you kind of answered the question already. But, you know, they need to get down there, obviously, or get them in front of birds would be optimal, and let them run actually in the field and woods. But obviously, you can't do that every single day. At least I can. Most
right.
People can't. So take them out jogging, take them out on the bike. What do you recommend as far as creeping them up and the amount of time that you really push them as well?
What I do with my dogs is I do the four-wheeler. I'll get on the four-wheeler, and I'll start off with, you know, shorter runs. But I'll watch them as I can see that they can do more. I mean, Briar is 9 now, and I'm still running him on a four-wheeler, and, you know, he's 62 pounds, so he's a bigger dog. He doesn't have the endurance of your 40-pound dogs. Mm. But it makes a huge difference when I run him behind that four-wheeler for 6 weeks before the season opens up.
What do you see as one of the most common mistakes when people show up to run their dogs over birds at your place there?
They don't bring enough water.
Huh?
I mean, I always carry at least 2 water bottles with me. Well, you know, when we're in North Dakota, I carry 4.
Yeah.
And then I usually will give whoever I'm hunting with a couple bottles to carry, because there is no water out there. Now, we're kind of fortunate right here, like we were talking about earlier. We've got the river right here, so we can get them down into the water. But when you're grouse hunting, you need to carry a lot of water with you. And it doesn't do any good if the dogs overheat and you're a mile and a half from the car and the water's in the car. You've
right.
got to carry water with you.
Yeah, I already went out and bought a handful of water bottles, you know, just to carry with me for roadie. So I'm with you on that. You don't see a lot of people take that seriously, and that's how they get cramped up real quick and they hurt themselves.
And a lot of dogs, it takes a little bit to learn how to drink out of the water bottle. Well, let's do that before we get out in the field. And then all of a sudden you say, well, I'm going to make him drink water. He has no idea what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
other than trying to shove a bottle down his throat. So go ahead and teach him how to drink out of that water bottle before you head to the field.
Walt Noah from Black Duck, throw them your phone number in case they have any questions or they want to drop their puppy off at your kennels there to get trained while they go on vacation.
It's 906-399-0557.
Let's make this hunting season a great one with your dog, and Walt will help you. So give him a call, 399-0557. Thanks for your time again.
All right, thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.